Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Cook moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is walked intentionally. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cook scores. Werber moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Kramer moves to second. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Cook steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Krivic moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Monty Stratton. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pete scores. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Evans now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Markham is called out on strikes. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Red Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Evans covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Fritz Ostermüller now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Morrissey pinch hits for Red Evans. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.